Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. Welcome to our Mornings at the Mansion show. I am Marlo Mosey, and I am your co-host this morning, your host for the morning show, and I do have a co-host this morning, and we will talk about who that wonderful, incredible person is here in just a minute, but we just want to say welcome this morning to our show, and I pray that everyone is tuned in with the ear to hear what the Lord has to say to each and every one of us in his own way as he ministers to us through the word that he has given us to saturate ourselves daily. So this morning, we're just so grateful that we are here in the month of spring. Today's March 29, 2016, and we are ending our first quarter of the year. So I just want to encourage everyone to kind of gear up and, you know, kind of have the ear to hear for the new strategies for your season of what the Lord is saying to you. And I just encourage you to, you know, reach out and step into that new place where the Lord has called you and take it by force. So welcome to our morning show, and we have an incredible topic today. It's called The Dwelling Place, and I do want to take an opportunity to just say thank you to everyone that kind of went through the series with us of partnering with the Holy Spirit. And as he has transitioned us, we just want to encourage everyone to be mindful that that is really and truly the antidote of how we will continue to be more than conquerors in this season and all the other seasons to come. So just be encouraged today. So the dwelling place. I tell you, that's an amazing place, and the Lord gave me that last week as we transitioned out of partnering with our in-host guest, Jasmine Williams. She had such an incredible testimony of her walk with her in business, and then not only that, with her illness, as she is a renal patient. She's on dialysis, and she was just kind of expressing and encouraging at the same time how she kind of conquers her day-to-day life in the transition. But one of the things that was so amazing to me was in that process, she goes through a systematic system, 9 hours, I believe, every single day. And in that process, they have the main part of the process is called dwelling. And in that dwelling, her body fills up with a fluid that actually pulls all the toxins from her body. And this has to happen several times during the process, but that's the main component of what keeps her alive. And the Lord just kind of ministered to me about the dwelling place and how that is the heartbeat of our longevity and what is going to keep us alive is allowing the Spirit to come in and just live in us first and foremost. And not only that, but just to saturate our hearts and our minds and our spirits as well to be able to live clean and beautiful lives. And in that, the Lord says that he has provided a place whereby we can receive all of the fruits of the Spirit, but even more than that, but peace and rest and restoration and healing and love and joy and prosperity. And the real true meaning of prosperity is our health and wellness. And we just want to encourage everyone to listen today and see what he has to say to you about your dwelling place and how you would love to be resonated in him. And stay tuned to find out who our amazing co-host is. So we're going to go to our intro commercial this morning song and just be encouraged to listen to Cree and hear what she has to say in her Unblind Me.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey,
welcome back to our morning show here at the Mansion on Park Row. And we are located at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That is Panteo, Texas, at 76013. And we also welcome back to our amazing, incredible topic, the dwelling place. And I was just thinking about some of the nuggets that our pastor dropped in on us on our Resurrection Sunday message. And the main component that stood out and resonated in my spirit so deeply, and I'm riding on the wings of that today, is where, you know, in the resurrection was he rose. And when he got up, he gave us all power that we can get up. So he rose so that we can rise. So I just encourage everyone to just get up and rise today and allow yourself to dwell. And in that word dwell, it also means abide, and that we can have, and that means a place to reside and or to stay. And in this entity, the secret place. So, and we're going to reference that to scripture here in just a minute in Psalms 91. So get your Bibles ready and get your hearts open so that you can hear and receive what the Lord is saying to you today. And our amazing surprise co-host this morning is Anthony Michelle. And welcome and good morning,
good
Anthony.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am wonderful.
Well, I am so excited that you're here and hanging out with me. And for those that don't know, Anthony is always behind the scenes. She is the brains and the everything behind the manifestation of Mornings at the Mansion. And I just want to take a moment to let everyone know how much I truly appreciate who she is. And I was just expressing to her during commercial that I just love doing life with her. And you can't say that about everybody, but I really and truly do enjoy doing life with you, Anthony. You're just an amazing woman, an amazing designer, an amazing woman of God, and I just love being in. Well, we are back. Technical difficulties, and thank you, God, that Anthony is here. Yes. So we just say welcome back, and we're back, and we just want to just continue with what where the Lord was taking us today, and just say, Anthony, once again, welcome to our show, and just being able to be who you're called to be in this season here at the Mansions on Park Road. Okay. So we're going to kind of get into the meat of this word and hear what the Lord has to say, and where the secret place is, where he's called us to be, and that's Psalm 91 and 1. And I tell you, just knowing that that he is who he is in our lives, and Psalm 91 and 1 reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." What do you think about that, sister?
Oh, my goodness.
Hello. Woo. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Just knowing that, I mean, you know, to be safe, right?
Where you can run into this place and be loved, embraced. It's just,
yeah,
it's so phenomenal that we have a God that cares so much about us, that has done so much for us.
Mm-hmm.
Through his son. I mean, he showed us exactly there is really no limit for him and his love for us. So, yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It is so mind-blowing.
It really is, you know. And when you, and you know, and I just, you know, as I sit and talk and counsel people, and I'm understanding that people can be so surface. And they, and we, when we're that way, when we have that mindset, we miss out on so much, you know, not allowing ourselves to go into the deep and going into the into that dwelling place and into the secret place and under the shadows of the wings of the Almighty, and to know that that is a place of refuge, you know, and it says in the Bible, and I'm not going to, I don't know where to quote that at, but I do know what the word says, and it says that the righteous run in. And they're safe, you know, and I feel safe every day because that's where I run. I'm gonna run in there, you know, each and every day. And you know, that's what the morning fruits are about as well, is being able to converse with the Lord every morning and just find out what He has to say about you, and then what's in your day. And that's the do's and the don't do's as well, you know, because a lot of times we want to do what we want to do, and that's not what the Lord has called us to do, you know. And when we do that, by the end of the day, we're wondering, well, you know, that day didn't go so well, you know. But every day can be what the Lord has designed for it to be for us, you know. And like I had stressed in some of the sessions previously, that every day is not perfect because we're not perfect, but the one that lives in us is perfect. And we just continue to strive for perfection, you know, and walking it out each and every day, because it only comes one day at a time, you know. And in that, we have such an incredible opportunity to be everything that we can be. You know, I can only be the best model I can be today, you know, and the best sister, and the best mom, and the best friend, and the best counselor, you know, and overseer, you know, for this setting, you know. And I just thank the Lord for trusting me.
Yeah.
And that goes back to that faith, okay? Because faith is trust, you know, even though we trust God, but there's times that the Lord put us in places and positions that He trusts us, you know, with His people. So that's a deep place, too. So, so I would just like to, you know, say good morning, everyone, and thank you for, you know, listening in. And I would just also like to extend an invitation for our callers to feel free to call in and kind of engage in this wonderful session with Anthony and myself today. And our guest call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And, Anthony, I tell you, you know, we're going to kind of go through the nuggets of the Word today. And we're going to go to Ephesians. And that's Ephesians 3, I believe, and verse 17. And continue to just walk out today in this place of the dwelling place, of the secret place, where the Lord is calling us today to be. And just to kind of be able to listen, because I tell you, in this Word, the Spirit does live in the heart of the believers. You know, so we have to just represent and be ambassadors every day and just deal with every opportunity that we have. And some of us are more radical than others, and I fall on the radical side. I do. It is just, you know, that's just who I am, you know, and I've learned to stop making excuses for that and just, you know, be bold and in my heartbeat for the kingdom, you know. So I just want to say thank you for being here again with me today.
You're so welcome. I just love this hour, this time. It is so uplifting, and you walk away with more nuggets, you know, more information, more revelation to continue your walk. And it's so powerful.
So has your transition here, since you've transitioned here at the mansion, how has your walk in every area elevated?
This has given me that it has uplifted me in terms of my faith walk.
Mm.
When I came here and thinking that almost like I'm in a bubble, because it was like, does anybody believe that this faith walk, it works? Like, you truly can, you know, speak those things and or walk out that vision that God has given you.
Amen.
And there has been so many, I would say, obstacles that I would say the either enemy threw in or to hinder what it is that God has for me. But when I came here to be amongst like-minded individuals, it is so powerful that you continue to grow, you continue to be uplifted and encouraged that what it is that you are doing is, in fact, you know, God, you did call me to do that. And yes, I am walking this out. And so now every day I am living that, oh, my God.
Wow.
God really did.
Yeah, that is so amazing, Anthony. And I tell you, God is so real. And for people to really understand that, you have to just open yourselves up. So we're going to go talk first caller and see what's going on with our callers today and see what they want to talk about and kind of chime in with us on this morning. So good morning, caller. Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good. This is Apostle Burns.
Well, Apostle Burns. Wow, my heart is beating really fast now. This is my very own apostle, Apostle Anthony Burns, our apostle here in Fort Worth, Texas, at the Kings Haven Worship Center. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed, 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 and extra blessed now.
Amen. Well, I've just been enjoying and listening as I'm on my way to a client. I just wanted to listen to the program and be blessed this morning.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for listening to us today. And I pray that you will be able to kind of be able to call in or just even listen in on our Tuesday mornings and just, you know, continue to encourage us as we have transitioned to this new place.
Amen. Amen. Certainly, God has great things in store for the people of God. And I just love the way that you minister to the people. And God has you hooked up with like-minded people. So what's in you will ultimately come in them.
Amen. Amen. And we thank you for the encouragement this morning and speaking that into the atmosphere for the whole wide world to know. And we have served the enemy and put him on notice.
That's it. That's it. That's it. There's, you know, one thing I see what God is doing. He's really trying to build us up in faith and to believe him for more. You know, we talk about it all the time, your capacity. How much can you handle? The Bible always says that I'll pour out of my spirit. And I got a revelation of that evangelist that he was really saying that I'm going to give you my spirit, but I'm going to give you only as much as you can handle. You know, and so he's saying that you make room for what I'm getting ready to do. And in this year of Jubilee, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord wants us to make room for more, that we have the capacity to do more, that we can go above and beyond what we've ever thought, hoped, or imagined.
Wow. Wow. Amen. Well, we definitely stand in agreement with the release of that amazing prophetic word, Apostle, and we thank you so much for that, and we receive it.
Amen. God bless you.
And you as well, Pastor, and you have a wonderful week this week, and we thank you so much for your love, and give Pastor Betty a hug for us.
That will do.
And thank you so much for calling, Pastor. I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Well, that was incredibly amazing to have my very own Apostle Anthony Burns, just kind of reach out and encourage me, and not only me, but the wonderful, incredible people here at the mansion that I'm totally connected to, and a place of inspiration, you know. And as that word was released in the atmosphere, this is a place that he's calling us all to, you know, and we have to just stand tall and be bold for the kingdom and just walk this life out and just be true representatives for Christ, you know. And just that was in reference to what you were expressing about your testimony of being here and how the Lord has opened up the windows of heaven for you.
Yeah, just, again, amazing how, yes, he does trust me with that. Yes, I can actually walk that out. Yes, he really did do that. Give me that. And it's not just my imagination or whatever that is, just a dream,
yeah.
You know, because sometimes we do, get a vision. And a lot of times, oh, goodness, I heard someone said the graveyard is full.
Yeah.
Of dreams.
Yes.
And visions has never had the opportunity to be walked out. And I don't know, I'm going to be spent by the time.
Okay.
By that time.
You're going to use them all up.
I'm going to be spent. Like,
amen.
All that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That is so amazing. And that reminded me, as you were speaking that, I've heard Prophet Brian Carn talk about a dream that he had. And in that dream, he dreamed that he went to hell. And in hell, all of the people that, you know, the Lord had called and set above and was like, you know, as leaders and representatives, they were trophies in hell. And, you know, the enemy was like, look at however bishop here or minister there. And, you know, I was like, well, that's one thing I'm not going to be.
Right.
I am not going to be a trophy in hell, you know, and I'm going to just be who I am. It's completely sold out, you know, to this life of walking it out and loving people and bringing people, you know, up with you because, you know, this could be a very lonely place without all of you incredible, wonderful people to share it with, to love each other in. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing, you know, and it could be something different. But I think that every day is a choice. Every second is a choice. And when those choices, you know, that's why it's so amazing and so important that we continue to partner with the Holy Spirit because the Spirit is the most intelligent being ever, and it's going to lead and guide you into all truth. And then it's up to you what you're going to do with your truth. Just like you were saying, you know, your dreams. What are you going to do with your dreams? Are they going to be in the graveyard? Or are you going to walk them out? And you say you're going to feel, you have nothing. Okay, so we're going to take a commercial, and we are going to come back and just kind of get more into the meat of what the Lord has to say. And I just want to say, let's kind of hear Asaba this morning in her unexpected.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
everyone to our Mornings at the Mansion show. And we want to just continue to encourage callers to call in. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And I tell you, Anthony, that it was such an amazing testimony that you had, just as you've elevated over the last few months, you know. And I think it's so important when you, as the pastor was saying, when you are in the presence of mindset, the same mindset people. And it just makes the transition a lot more smoother, you know, and to know that you can lock arms. Because even though we want to break every chain of the enemy, we do want to lock arms with believers, you know, as you know, and link together and just walk it out. Because I tell you, we always talk about in the word where it says that one puts thousands like a
thousand. Yeah.
With the Lord being a Lord of multiplication, yeah. And then that third person, which is the Trinity, amazing, another 10,000. So,
yes. Yes.
Ma'am. And I just thank the Lord for giving us the mindset and the heart to want to be able to come together as women and of God, you know. And be able to just walk it out and love on each other as we go up, you know?
And it's so important that here you have that. It's not a catty or competition mentality or like hidden agenda or anything like that. And when you are walking this faith walk, you need, you know, sometimes that, what they say, that soft place to land on sometimes where you say, sis, you know, and really truly feel like the genuine love, care, concern about what you're doing for the body of Christ, for your life, and all those that, what you've chosen in terms of walking this out, how not only it affects others, but just knowing that you have that peace of mind.
Yes. Yes.
And whatever you need in terms of, you know, because it's not, sometimes it's not easy because you do encounter, like I said, the enemy comes from
trials. Yes.
You know. And sometimes, like I said, those choices you make may have caused you to experience those things.
Right.
But, like I would tell my children, well, just choose again.
Yes.
You have that opportunity and you have that choice.
Yes.
Choose again. You don't like that outcome?
Yes.
Just choose again. It's okay. You know, no condemnation.
Right.
I mean, no guilt, no, you know, head trip. Just...
Come on now, I waste too much time on that area.
We got to keep it pushing.
Yeah,
okay.
You do, you know, and I just thank the Lord for that word because a lot of people, I'm sure, are struggling in that area, and if not even with themselves but with their children and, you know, having the responsibility of training people up, you know, and the right and the fear and the admiration of the Lord, you know, and a lot of times we struggle, you know. So just me, you know, and just want to encourage everyone to just get into your word and get into that dwelling place to where you can really have an ear to hear, because when you allow yourself to go into that secret place, you can just open yourself up and allow you hear so much better, you know, because a lot of people, I remember when my daughter used to tell me, Mom, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, or I don't even know what I'm created to do, and I don't even know, you know. Well, I said, well, you know, you keep saying that, but, you know, well, okay, go into that place and open yourself up and ask the Lord, Lord, what am I here to do? Because I don't even know. Just because I'm your mother, I don't know the depth. I may see your gifts and your talents and nurture them, but really knowing who you are, that's that personal place, you know, and the dwelling place. So we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, and we're going to just hear what the Lord has to say about that dwelling place. And 17 reads, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. And that's pretty much what the pastor was ministering to us all about today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time of faith, you know, elevation, and a right now faith, you know, that, ye being rooted and grounded in love. And in the word, it also says in Corinthians that love covers a multitude. So if we're rooted and grounded in love, we cover. Okay? We are covered. And 18 says, may be able to comprehend with all saints. That's like you and I. Like right
yeah.
now, right now, it's just all right now. Okay. What is the breadth and length and depth and height? And this is, I am just so amazed at how the Lord, it's almost like every time I open up the word and read it, these three components stand out mm-hmm. so well. And it says, and to know, and we know.
Yes.
And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. When you are filled with, when Christ is in you, that's the Holy Spirit. It's just talking about it right here. It says, and you know that the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, and the Holy Spirit is the most intelligent being, that ye may be filled with all, not some of the fullness, not the piece of the fullness,
right.
But it says all the fullness of God. Now, that's pretty powerful right there.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So you can tap into that. There is no limit. You can, you know, just sit before him, stand, whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
Stand, walk it out, whatever it is you do, just spending that time with him and able to tap into that. For me, being a creative, I'm a creative, so there is a constant ascending and descending when it comes to the creative power that he gives me constantly. So it is like almost like we talk about being slain in the spirit, or you almost be trance-like as he is giving you information, or as he gives me information out as to the things about create or whatever that is, you know, when it comes to creating garments, whatever he has me do. But that comes with that spending time with him, and it's not, sometimes you don't have to go so deep,
mm-hmm.
but it's a constant relationship, just like a relationship that you would have with your loved one, family
right.
father.
Right.
Just talking to him. To me, that's how I, at first, like I said, when I was young in Christ, young, and didn't have an understanding, again, like I'm thinking God is like way up there, you know, he's like in heaven, just waiting with a hammer,
yeah.
just waiting for you to do
yeah.
something,
yeah.
just so he can hit you with it. when you do something and wrong.
Like, that's not God. God
is so not him at all. And so, when I got that revelation, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, he is literally my father. He is literally all of that. And that, oh my God, I mean, he is everything in all things.
Yes.
He is constantly with me. That there's nothing that can separate me
Come
from
on now.
Him. And
That's right.
I'm like, what? Oh, my goodness, really? And so it got to that point where I'm like, okay, well, Dad, I just said, Dad,
yeah.
listen, Dad.
Yeah.
I mean, whether good, like I said, good, bad, or indifferent,
That's
whatever
right.
it is,
That's right.
Daddy, you know,
it's
just like you would be in a relationship, in your relationship with your father, your mother, your
right.
sister,
right.
your brother,
right.
all of those things. And it is just so phenomenal.
It is.
To walk that out, like I said, in that secret place, that dwelling place.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like I said, it's just between me and him.
That's it.
It's just between us.
That's it.
That, you know, I can say, okay, well, Dad, you know, I'm having this issue with that, or I don't understand this and that. And so, and he will do, I don't know if you have experienced, like, you're driving somewhere or walking somewhere, and there's a sign on the wall, or writings that you're like, wait a minute, that
yeah.
was the answer
yeah.
to what I asked him
yeah.
for. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You
put
really,
the right
Dad?
Before you.
Because I'll be telling sometimes my dad, sometimes you got to make a plan because you know your daughter. Sometimes you just, you know.
Yeah.
And he does do that.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what it is. I mean, like I said, it's that personal relationship.
And Andy, I'll tell you, just sitting here, I'm just like super fantastically blessed. Just I like watching you because you're a very quiet, really meek, you know, creative. But to see the Holy Spirit rest on you and to see how you, I can't even explain it. It's just the most amazing. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be able to see that place in you and how, I'm telling you, that Spirit just, when it rests on you, you, ma'am, you are up on fire. I mean, oh, it's so amazing to see you in that place. And wow, that is amazing.
Yeah. It's like you, I mean, I was, that was, well, I have tape. It is more, I would say self-contained now, but I was that radical, you know, everything that came out of my mind, I mean, word this, word that, you know,
yeah.
And not that it's not true now, I'm just walking that out.
Yeah, and you're in a safe zone.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the word and talking about that, I'm lit.
Yeah,
it's,
I see.
It's,
I see. Okay. It's so amazing.
And talking about the relationship. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's like you want a windmill.
Yes,
I do.
My goodness.
And this is kind of dangerous because we're both pretty animated. And we might just go off the air and not even know it. We get caught up in that place. So that is just so the bomb, though. It's just so amazing, and it's incredible to just have that warrior, you know, connection and just being able to know that. Just being, you know, that makes us so incredibly powerful when we rest and then the Spirit rests,
mm-hmm.
and then we become who we really, really are,
yeah.
You know. So that's amazing. So just amazing to see that. But I'm going to try to get through the rest of this word in Ephesians 3, and we're right now at 19. And it says, "And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God." And 20 says, "Now unto him," "that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us." And that's what I saw ignite. That power, ma'am, I'm ma'am. Yeah, the rest of the day will not be the same. It will not be the same. You know, it's just amazing to have him blow that fresh wind like that. But the thing that I love and that I really like to make that announcement and just encourage everyone to transition yourself into that place of the supernatural and allow it to come into your natural.
Yeah.
And it will overtake anything, any doubt, any concerns that you may have that is not of God, because I tell you what, God goes before you and he will make the crooked way straight. You know, he'll make it straight and narrow now and narrow, and you just stay on that path and walk it out on that path and watch God work, because he will show up. And in this season, and that was my prayer this morning in my secret place, that, you know, Lord, this is a season to where, you know, things are really coming to pass that has been prophetically spoken in this word. And I just pray that you would show up in the lives of the believers so that the people that do not really believe or have some type of doubt somewhere, you know, I'm just praying that somebody with an arm that was blown off or whatever, that it would just grow right back.
Amen.
Right then and there, so that people can really see that miracles, signs, and wonders, this is the season. And as the pastor was speaking, this is the year of Jubilee. And it is the year of recompense. And we will take it by force, you know, and serve the enemy and continue to put him on notice and let him know that, you know, he already know where we're going. And that's why he's so intimidated. And then to know that he don't even really come himself. He's sending those little imps, you know.
Yeah.
So, hello. it is what it is, you know, and we just have to let him know that we know, because he really don't know nothing.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So that's just so amazing, though. And when the word sends her and tells you, and that's the thing that I love about this word, because any doubt that you may have in your heart, open the word and ask the Lord, where would you like for me to go and resonate in you today? And he will take you to that place, which is the dwelling place. And the secret place of the Most High. But we're going to try to go to a commercial. And we're going to try to come back and walk this word out. So we're going to just continue to listen to Asaba in her Sweet Escape.
The best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know.
Show, and I am here with Anthony Michelle, my co-host, and of course I am Marlo, and just to welcome you guys back to our Mornings at the Mansion show, and I just want to say what an incredible day it is, and the Lord is just who he is in our lives, and if, you know, he encourages us, because we're kind of behind the scenes, but we are like so encouraged by this word every week that the Lord is giving us to be able to share with you all, and just to be able to wake up whatever is stirring in you and to encourage you to be all you can be in this season, and, you know, that you would be able to denounce whatever is, you know, obstacles or fears or situations that come in your way, and to know that you're more than conquerors through Christ, because he gives us, you know, all power to be able to function and flow in that supernatural place and just continue to know who you are. And when you tap into that, you can really fulfill your purpose and be able to walk it out each and every day. You know, Anthony?
Yeah.
And you walking yours out.
Yes,
each and every day. And you've been on this journey a minute.
Yeah.
But just to see you in a place of liberty now, you know, freedom, and see your wings flap, you know, even stronger as you soar into that, you know, from glory to glory.
Yeah.
And all your gifts and talents. You're a very, very gifted and talented woman.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see you take a piece of fabric and make a woman feel like she can walk in those 6-inch stilettos.
Yes.
And then, you know, and then we just, and that's what I love about this complex, because they can roll in from,
yes,
you know, any every entity here, and our anointing is to, you know, first of all, encourage them from the inside.
Yes.
So that they can be who they're called to be and walk it out and be,
yes,
you know, beautiful and fabulous and fierce, and just be the women that God has called us to be, you know. And I'm so excited about that. And we're going to kind of talk a little bit. We're going to end the scripture today, and then we're going to have our announcements for the week,
mm-hmm,
and for this new upcoming month. And we're almost in April, just a couple of seconds away.
Yeah.
We're just in the 29th.
Oh, really?
Okay, of March. But we're going to conclude in this. We're in verse 21 of Ephesians 3. Where he says here, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And that world without end means infinity. That means forever without end. You know? So just, you know, knowing that and being encouraged, you know, to be able to just know that the Lord has a place for us. You know, but the first thing he wants us to do is to get into that place,
exactly,
which is that dwelling place, and allow him to dwell within us. And just, you know, really the depth of that came, like I kind of talked about at the beginning of the show, was when, you know, as my daughter transitions in her health, and we're just going to continue to lift her up and pray that we get that phone call, that kidney is ready and waiting,
mm-hmm,
for her. And although she is believing that the Lord is touching her and healing her, but we talked about that last week, he's going to heal the way he chooses to heal. So
yeah.
I asked her the other day, I was like, do you have your tennis shoes by the bed? Because I think I'm going to sleep with mine on.
Yes. Yes.
So that when the call comes,
yeah,
I'm going to have a do-rag on and my tennis,
yeah,
shoes and hello.
Mm-hmm.
And ready to run out the door to go get what God has for her in her healing. So as she expressed last week, that she knows that she's at the end of that, you know, and for the new place and the new beginning. So I just wanted to just once again thank her for her testimony, because it took us,
yes,
to this place of encouraging the world about that dwelling place,
mm-hmm,
and to know that as she transitions in that 9-hour process, can we at least give God an hour?
Oh, man.
Okay, can we give him an hour, you know, to just, you know, resonate and dwell in our spirits and just, you know, hear what he has to say, you know, in this season. But we're going to kind of go to our own commercial announcements this morning. And in that, we are going to once again talk about our upcoming event, which is April 23rd, and that is the White Affair. And that is going to be here at the Mansion on Park Row. And I'm so excited about this event because it is a threefold event. Sometimes I think it'd be turned into the fourfold. But right now it is a three, and the Lord has given us such an assignment to be able to usher a celebratory spirit in the atmosphere, to be able to celebrate each other. You know, just wake up and plan it and do it and not have like a day or a holiday, or just to know that we can do this and transition our complex and have the opportunity to display that for people to come in and say, oh, my gosh, you ladies have transitioned this place into a palace.
Yes.
you know, and then fill it with food and love and joy and all of those things. And we're going to even dance a little bit. So I'm going to need my husband to come on and swing me out. Yes. And I was just informed, America, that this week that I was like, honey, you got your white suit ready? You got the shoes? He was like, oh, I gave that suit to charity. I was like, you did what? What? That was a brand new suit. But okay. So that was on his heart to do that. But it took me a minute because that was a new suit.
Okay.
Okay, so y'all pray for me. But so I'm like, all righty then. So that's just going to be an amazing time. But right now we want to really talk about some of the most amazing upcoming transitions we have of elevation, and one of them would be called the Mansions Magazine. So I am so excited to make that announcement to the world that the Mansion on Park Row, we will have our very own magazine. So we would like for anyone that's interested in advertising their business or their ministries or, you know, whatever bios you may want to have put in the magazine for the world to see, feel free to call me at 682-970-8702. 682-970-8702 for any information or pricing for the templates, the sizes, for the ads, or just whatever. And then, of course, let me put your number out here too, Anthony, because you'll be the main one because you are the behind the scenes and working it out. So give them your number to call as well.
My number is 909-645-0494. Again, that's 909-645-0494.
Yes, so feel free to do that if anyone is interested in marketing or advertising or photoing, just however you see yourself being a part of this new elevation. So, and then we're going to kind of talk a little bit more about our commercials and all that, but I want to send a very special shout out to our very own Apostle Anthony Burns from the Kings Haven Worship Center in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you're looking for a church home, this is an incredible place to be. Great family, love, and it's just a place of healing, help, and hope. And that address is 2851 Evans Avenue. That's Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. So feel free to come and visit with us and just have an ear to hear what the Lord has to say. So we are going to sign off for our morning show and hope to hear from you guys soon on next week. And we'll kind of hear what Ed Cree has to say in Unblind Me. Have a wonderful week.
Don't let me